在很久以前呢，有一次我去洗牙齿。
A long time ago, I went to visit the dentist to get my teeth checked.
那个牙医啊，在洗的时候告诉我说我里面有蛀牙，需要修补。
When I was there, the dentist told me that I needed to get a filling in my tooth.
那我想牙齿坏了补也是没有办法的，补就补了。
I thought if my teeth are in bad condition, I should fix it.
接着呢，那个女的牙医哈，她这样跟我说，她说补牙齿要200多块，你要不要回去先问问你的父母，然后回来再约个时间？
So I said okay, but then the dentist continued to say it will cost you over $200 though. So why don't you go home first and ask your parents?
我问他，我补牙齿为什么要问我父母啊？
And ask why do I need to ask my parents?
他停了一下，然后呢，拿起我的病历看了一看。
And she stopped for a moment and had a look at my patient history file.
接着跟我说，你看起来真年轻，我还以为你没成年呢。
And she said, oh, sorry, you look really young. I thought you were still underage.
那我也说，是啊，长得太年轻，真的非常烦恼。
I said, I know, I look too young, it gets annoying.
自从那次以后，我估计就是那次了，我就决定把胡子留起来，看上去老一点。
After that, it might have been the reason why I decided to grow a beard to make me look a bit older.
你们有没有因为你年轻而遇到一些困难或者是被拒绝呢？
Have you ever faced difficulty or rejection simply because people thought you were too young?
你知道吗？在教会服事也会有这样的情况。
And this can often happen when we serve in the church.
不久以前呢，我就在教会碰到一个这样的情况。
Not long ago, I was faced with this sort of situation.
有一个慕道友啊，他想要了解信仰，想要找牧师谈一谈。
A non-believer was interested in finding out more about Christianity and went to find a pastor.
在当时呢，教会只有我一个牧师在。
And at the time, I was the only pastor who was available.
于是呢，我就上前去自我介绍说我是谁谁谁，然后准备问他，我可以怎么样帮你呢？
And so I introduced myself and whatnot and asked him if there was anything I could help him with.
他看着我，然后问我，你们教会有没有老一点的牧师啊？
He looked at me for a moment and asked, does this church have a pastor who is a bit older?
你这么年轻，你不懂。
You're so young, you won't understand.
那我就说，你怎么知道我不懂呢？
And I replied, how do you know I won't understand?
他说，你读过神学吗？
And he said, have you ever studied theology?
那我说我读过，不过呢，我只有一个神学的荣誉学位。
And I said I have, but I only have an honors degree.
那其实我的意思是说，我虽然没有博士学位，但是荣誉学位也是很好的才能读得到的。
What I meant by saying that was that I was still pretty good, even though I didn't have a PhD.
但是他说，荣誉的没用，你不懂。
And he said, what honors? Honors won't do. You still won't understand.
到最后他还是不肯跟我说。
And he was still refusing to confide in me.
最后呢，我只能把他留给那一个比我看上去老很多的软牧师去处理。
And so in the end, I had no choice but to refer him to the much older looking Pastor Ron.
提摩太是保罗的门徒。
Timothy was Paul's disciple.
保罗呢，派他这个年轻人呢，去到当时的以弗所教会，做他的代表，去做牧养教会的工作。
Paul sent him to be a representative in the Ephesian church and to carry out ministry work there.
然后呢，我们从圣经里面看到他可能遇到一些和其他年轻的领袖一样的那些的困难和问题。
And in the Bible, we can see that he would have faced many problems that a youthful leader would have faced.
什么问题呢？问题就是因为他年轻年龄的关系而被人看轻了。
And just for being young, he would have been looked down upon by other people.
在很多年龄大的人的心目中年轻代表着没有经验，代表着冲动，代表着无知。
In the mind of older people, young people are too experienced, impulsive, or lack too much knowledge.
很多人呢不会去分辨你做的或者你说的是对不对而是他根本就不想听你的。
Many people won't care whether what you're saying is right or wrong, and they simply just don't even want to listen to you.
你有没有这样的经历？
Have you ever experienced this before?
你会怎么样去面对这一些不太理解你的人，或者甚至是有机会冤枉你的这些人呢？
And how would you deal with these kinds of people who don't understand you and sometimes have even wronged you?
你会不会说放弃了既然人家不理解我就不干了会不会这样呢
Would you simply just give up and say, well, if people don't understand me, then why do it?
要知道做一个领袖永远都会有反对你的人。
But remember, when you become a leader, there will always be people who disagree with you or oppose you.
如果遇到困难你就放弃的话你就永远不会成为一个领袖。
And if you give up as soon as you faced with a difficult situation, then you'll never be successful.
做一个属灵的领袖也是一样的一定会有不理解你的人。
It's exactly the same for when you become a spiritual leader in a church. There will always be people who disagree with you.
那我就能不能我一辈子我不做属灵的领袖我在教会做个平信徒啊天天混混日子这样可不可以呢
And then you might be tempted to think, well then, can I just not be a church leader ever and just attend church and not have to worry about anything?
答案是不行。
The answer is no, you can't.
因为每一个基督徒不是你信了耶稣就结束了是不是
Because being a Christian doesn't just end at simply believing in Jesus Christ.
记得这一节很熟悉的经文吗在马太福音里面耶稣对他的门徒说所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗我吩咐你们的一切都要教导他们遵守这样我就常常与你们同在直到这世代的终结。
As you can see in Matthew, Jesus said to his disciples,Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am always with you to the end of the age.
从这节经文里面我们能看到啊，耶稣不是单单要求他的门徒相信他就够了，做个基督徒就够了。
As you can see, Jesus wanted his disciples not to only have faith in him,
他还要求这些门徒们要成为一个属灵的领袖要去带领其他的人也信他。
But to also become spiritual leaders to bring other people into believing in him.
在教导他们成为下一代的属灵领袖。
And then to teach them how to become spiritual leaders.
神要我们是在相信耶稣之后在基督里要不断的成长每一个人都要成为属灵的领袖去带领下一代的信徒。
God wants us to continually mature spiritually in Christ once we've decided to believe. He wants everyone to become spiritual leaders in order to be a guide for the next generation of believers.
这是一个命令，不是一个选择。
This is a command and not a matter of choice.
而在这一个属灵成长的过程当中，如何去克服别人对你的不信任呢？
When you mature spiritually as a spiritual leader, how do you overcome situations where people don't trust you?
首先我们要知道做一个属灵领袖和做一个属世的领袖两者之间是不一样的。
Firstly, we need to know the difference between being a spiritual leader and a worldly leader.
一个属世的领袖他的权力呢是来自他的地位。
Worldly leaders gain their authority through their position or ranking.
什么意思呢就是说如果一个人做了市长被选为市长的话他就会拥有做市长的权利。
So, for example, when you become a mayor, you gain authority belonging to a mayor.
如果一个人被选为总统的时候他就有总统的权柄。
And when you become a president, you gain authority belonging to a president.
不是因为他那个个人有这样的权柄而是市长或者是总统这个位置给他带来这样的权柄。
It wouldn't be because you yourself have any authority, but rather the power and authority comes from the position that you're in.
这也是为什么这么多人呢，对地位这么着迷啊，要不断的往上爬。
This is the reason why many people are very keen on taking positions of power and continually try to climb the ladders of social ranking.
因为地位会带来权力，权力会带来金钱。
Because position brings along authority and authority brings money.
但是属灵的权柄和属世的权柄是完全不一样。
However, the authority of a spiritual leader is completely different to that of a worldly leader.
举个例子哦，在教会里面，不是牧师叫你去做一个小组的组长，别人小组的组员就会听你的，不会这样。
For example, in church, just because the pastor asked you to be a fellowship leader doesn't mean that people will listen to you.
不是说牧师叫你做同工，别人就会尊重你。
And just because you are a coworker doesn't mean that other people will respect you.
在一个属灵的群体当中，一个领袖的权柄是来自别人对你的信任。
So as you can see, in the church community, the authority of a leader actually comes from whether people trust you or not.
那我们怎样才能取得别人的信任，而成为一个真正属灵的领袖呢？
So how do we gain the trust of other people in order to become spiritual leaders?
保罗从两方面哈，在这封信里面去教导提摩太。
Paul used two main points, or ways to teach this to Timothy.
第一方面呢，就是在自己个人的身上的一些的工作。
And the first one is to work on yourself.
刚才在经文当中提到很多的词语哦，第一个就是有关言语。
The first one is regarding your speech.
言语是指平常生活当中所讲的话。
Your speech refers to everything that you say in everyday life.
想一想哦，在我们啊生活中的讲话是攻击人的多，责备人的话多，还是你平常都是讲鼓励人的话，关心人的话呢？
Have a think for a moment. When we speak, do we find that we verbally abuse and criticize people more, or do we encourage, support and care for people more?
就譬如在大众面前啊，譬如说在团契啊、查经班、祷告会，或者甚至像现在这样的崇拜的时候，我们要用怎样的言语去讲才合适呢？
And when we are in the public eye, for example, in fellowship meetings, in Bible studies, in prayer meetings, or even when we lead praise and worship in Sunday service, what kind of speech is appropriate for us to use?
又或者是在私底下和朋友聊天，我们要用怎样的言语和态度才是合适的呢？
And then when we are having casual conversation with our friends, what kind of speech and attitudes are appropriate then?
什么样的话啊，或者是话题，不论在什么时候都不应该出自一个基督徒的口呢？
What kind of language and conversational topics, no matter what the context is, should never be used by a Christian?
那很多的问题我们需要问自己啊，言语是我们常常很容易犯错的一个地方。
We can see that we often and easily sin in our speech.
所以我想基督徒啊，保罗在这里也第一个提醒啊，我们要注意言语。
And so Christians, as Paul reminds us, must be extra careful in this area.
第二个，保罗指到的行为。
Number two, Paul mentions conduct.
行为是指人的操行品格啊，或者是为人态度啊，生活方式。
Your conduct refers to your personal behavior, the attitudes you have, and your lifestyle.
基督徒的行为应该是别人的榜样。
A Christian should behave in a way that sets a good example for other people.
那在这个问题上，我们自己个人也可以反省一下。
We should often examine ourselves and think.
在你日常的生活当中，有哪些事情是可以成为别人的榜样的呢？
In our daily lives, when have we behaved in ways that set good examples for other people?
又有哪些地方是不能够成为一个基督徒的好见证的呢？
And when have we behaved in ways that are not fit for witnessing as a Christian?
很简单的，回去拿两张纸哦，把它列出来啊，好的榜样和不能成为榜样的，看看哪一样比较多。
Well, I encourage you to go home and take two pieces of paper and make a list and see whether the first one occurs more often in your life or whether the second one does.
接着看爱心了，每个基督徒我们都拥有神的爱。
The third one is love. Every Christian has received for themselves God's love.
耶稣教导我们要爱我们的邻舍，要爱我们的敌人。
And Jesus taught us to love our neighbors as well as our enemies.
彼此相爱就是主耶稣的命令，是不是？
Loving each other is God's command for us.
当这两个礼拜我们看到水灾发生的时候，你是如何的去回应神的爱的呢？
And when you heard about the flood disasters in Queensland, how did you go about glorifying and manifesting God's love?
今天我们就有一个很好的机会去回应啊，后面那个箱子就是我们去回应神的爱。
We have a really good opportunity for you to do that today. We have donation boxes at the back.
这下一个保罗又讲到信心。
The next one Paul talks about is faith.
信心是指对神的信靠和忠心。
faith refers to our trust in God and our loyalty to Him.
也是说一个人对自己信仰的那一种的坚定。
Refers to how strongly and firmly a person will hold on to their faith.
我想这方面我们已经讲了很多，所以我们不再讲。下一个讲到是纯洁。
And this topic we've addressed many times already, so we'll just move straight on to the next one.
纯洁是指在思想和行为上面的纯洁。
Which is purity. Purity refers to how pure we are in our thoughts and actions.
也就是一个人啊，有一个健康圣洁的思想，加上无愧的良心啊和处事行为。
In other words, it's about having healthy and righteous thoughts and actions, morally sound when handling with people and matters.
那这么多，总的来说就是保罗告诉提摩太，如果你要成为一个属灵的领袖，首先要从你自己做起，首先要管理好你自己个人。
So in summary, Paul taught Timothy this: to become a spiritual leader, you must first work on yourself. Let yourself grow into a person who has righteous thoughts and actions.
让自己个人有一个成熟的思想和一个成熟的属灵的操行，来证明你是可以成为属灵的领袖的。
You must do this in order to show that you are capable of becoming a spiritual leader.
好，在保罗的教导的第二方面呢，保罗在讲到在团体中服事的工作要怎么样做。
And now we come to the second point, which is the importance of serving in the community.
保罗在第十三节里面啊，讲到有宣读圣经啊，就是在大众面前去宣讲真理，宣告神的话语。
In verse 13, Paul talks about reading the scripture in public, which means to speak of the truth of the gospel in public and to spread God's word.
当时的信徒啊，非常重视圣经的宣读。
The Christian believers in that time would put a lot of emphasis on spreading the scripture to the public.
我们刚才我们的崇拜当中也有宣读新约旧约的这一个环节。
In our service, we do that as well.
这样的目的，一方面是我们不加解释的，直接去聆听神的话语。
In our service, we always have two Bible readings, one from old and one from new. The purpose of it is to one, listen to God's word directly with no added explanations and comments.
另一方面是表达神他怎么样与我们同在，他是透过他的话语就是圣经与我们同在的。
And two, to symbolize God's presence here in our church through His word.
下一个保罗提醒。提摩太的是在群体当中要劝勉。
And Paul also mentioned exhortation in his letter.
劝勉是针对宣读的经文而做出一个正确的解释，应用在大家的生活当中。
Here it refers to dealing with public readings of the scripture to make accurate and sound explanations of it and to make it a part of other people's lives.
当会众有错误的时候，作为领袖的就应该用神的话语来提醒大家。
When people have gone down the wrong path, spiritual leaders should use God's word as a reminder.
当会众遇到困难的时候呢，做领袖的应该用神的话语来安慰大家。
And when people are facing difficulties, spiritual leaders should use God's word to comfort and encourage them.
当会众没有方向了，人生缺乏方向的时候，作为属灵领袖的就应该用神的话语来激励大家。
When people are lost and have no direction, spiritual leaders should use God's word to guide them and motivate them.
这可以普遍应用到讲到像我现在所做的事情，或者是呢各个小组长在带领小组的时候都可以做这些的工作。
So we can use these use God's words in these ways simply.During a sermon, during a service, or in Bible studies during cell group.
还有保罗在提醒提摩太的有关教导的事情。
Paul also mentioned to Timothy the importance of teaching.
教导是指对圣经的理解，或者是对基督教的教义的教导。
This refers to the act of explaining the scripture or teaching people about the Christian doctrine.
在我们的 Western Day 当中我们有慕道班，有查经班，有初心栽培班门徒训练，领袖训练，这些都是在做教导或者是被教导的工作。
In our service we have Alpha courses, Bible studies, New Life courses, discipleship training and leadership training, which are all a part of our work in teaching, whether you're the one who is teaching or the one who's being taught.
然后现在想一想，你现在正在做教导的工作呢，还是正在做被教导的工作呢？
Let me ask you this. Are you currently involved in teaching the scripture or are you the one being taught?
如果你两样都正在做的话，一面在学习，被教导，一面在教导人的话，我们感谢主，这就是基督徒应该做的事情。
If you answer both, then thank the Lord, because this is a part of the process in growing spiritually as a Christian.
但是今天如果你两样都没有做的话，新的一年当中就是你开始行动的时候了。
And on the other hand, if you are neither, then it's never too late to make a start.
如果你不知道参加哪一个好的话，你可以来找我。
If you're not sure, how to go about it, you can come and find Ben.
保罗还提醒提摩太不要轻视你所得的恩赐。
Paul also reminded Timothy about not neglecting gifts given from God.
当我们有自己的能力用在服侍神的地方呢，其实我们就在投资在这个神的永恒的国度里面。
When we use our gifts and talents to serve God, we are also inheriting heavenly treasures in God's kingdom.
这一些呢都是保罗讲到在大众众人面前或者在教会当中所做的工作。
These points are all things that Paul mentioned that we should do is how we should go about serving the community.
如果你做到前面那些事情的话保罗在第十五节告诉提摩太，当你专心做了这一些事情，就会有两个结果。
And then Paul goes on to say to Timothy in verse 15.If you are diligent in the above mentioned points, then you will see two outcomes.
第一个就是别人看到我们以上在讲的这些的范围里面不断努力、不断成长的时候，我们就会赢得别人的信任，别人会相信我们。
The first one is when other people see that we are continuously working hard in the above mentioned areas and continuously to grow spiritually, then we will be able to gain other people's trust.
成为一个属灵的领袖，这就是起点，别人相信你。
And then this allows us to begin becoming a spiritual leader.
保罗在讲到另外一个结果，另一个结果是在十六节当中，保罗说，如果你努力的做，你不但能救自己，也能救听你的人。
And then in verse 16 he says, not only will you yourself receive salvation, but you will also be able to share it and save other people who are willing to listen.
这不就是刚才我们看的第一个经文里面耶稣给我们的大使命吗？
Sorry, can you say it again?
这就是耶稣给我们的大使命。
This is the great mission that is given to us by Jesus.
我们不单要自己得救，我们还要去传福音，让更多的人得救。
We are to not only receive salvation ourselves, but to spread the gospel and bring salvation to other people as well.
基督徒的属灵生命像一年四季这样一个循环，不断的更新、成长再更新、再成长。
The spiritual life of a Christian is like the four seasons that occur in a year. It constantly renews and grows, and then renews and grows even more.
我们认识耶稣，受洗加入教会。
After we come to know Jesus and have become baptized and become part of the church,
接着我们要接受真理的教导，追求灵命的成长，成为一个属灵的领袖。
And then we have to accept the teachings of the scriptures and seek spiritual growth and then become a spiritual leader.
当你成为一个属灵的领袖之后你要做什么呢？
And then what comes after becoming a spiritual leader?
就像耶稣一样到处去传讲信息我们要去努力的传福音，使人家相信耶稣，接受救恩。
It is to be like Jesus and spread the gospel so that others can come to know Jesus as well and accept his grace.
是不是这样就结束了呢？
Is this the end?
不是，这是一个循环。
It's not, it's a cycle.
然后我们还要派这些人再去传福音，这就是一个传福音的循环过程。
Because after that, we then have to guide these new believers and to grow spiritually themselves and teach them about the gospel and send them out to then spread the gospel.
现实的情况是很多人啊在第一步啊一受洗加入教会啊啊在这里的时候就已经停下来了，是不是？
But unfortunately, many people never get beyond the first step of just joining a church.
啊，很少人再去前面一个哈、啊，在属灵上面成长，然后传福音，然后再叫人啊信主。
A lot of people never even get to the second step of growing spiritually or leading other people to Christ.
你会不会是这样的情况呢？
Is this your situation?
你现在停留在这里的哪一个阶段？
Where are you now in this cycle?
要成为一个属灵的领袖啊！今天的经文告诉我们，要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、纯洁上面啊，我们个人上面去做功夫。
So what have we learned today? That to become a spiritual leader, we must first work on ourselves in speech, behavior, love, faith, and purity.
啊，这是在自己的身上做的。
Yeah, it's all things that you have to work on yourself.
啊，然后在一个大众面前要做的呢，这里宣读圣经啊，劝勉、教导啊，或者被教导，还有不轻视你的恩赐。
And then there's work that we have to do when serving in the community, which includes public reading of the scripture, exhorting, teaching, and not neglecting your gifts.
啊，新的一年就是我们新的开始。
It's a new year, so everyone has a fresh start.
让我们朝着这个成为一个属灵领袖的目标啊向前奔跑。
Let us make becoming a spiritual leader our New Year's resolution.